Danny, frustrating day in the end today.
Yeah, very frustrating, you know, for everyone involved. Understandably, you know, the crowd were frustrated, and you know, as the, you know, the second half grew, and we obviously sort of chasing the game and find ourselves behind. You know, as I said, understandably the crowd were frustrated, and you know, you feel that on the pitch, and we tried to, you know, to stick to what we were trying to do in terms of the way that we were trying to go about it. And you know, we fell short today in terms of, you know, at the top of the pitch, and we didn't, you know, create enough chances, and you know, got hit with a sucker punch in a goal. Probably that, you know, they only probably created, you know, a handful of opportunities in terms of goal scoring opportunities, and you know, yeah, we didn't create enough.
How do you put it right now? Do you think after today?
You know, we've shown after, you know, disappointing results, we've bounced back, you know, pretty well. Over the last few months when we've had those disappointments, and that's the only thing that we can do. You know, we'll have a hard week's training of preparation, and you know, get everything geared towards that, towards the Wickham game. And you know, it's a big game, there's no doubt about that, but again, there's a lot of games to go and a lot of points to play for.
So you're down to fifth, but it's still so tight, isn't it, between you and the top 10 really?
Yeah, of course it is. I mean, everyone keeps saying, you know, if one team gets a run, some kind of run together, then they'll propel themselves at the table, and that, you know, that is true. You know, if we can begin to get ourselves back on another run, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 games, you know, wins on the bounce or unbeaten, you know, then we'll see ourselves, you know, closer to the automatic positions than we are now.
Jamal Lowe came on, certainly exciting. How impressive have you been with him today and also the previous game as well?
Yeah, he's, you know, he's a breath of fresh air for everybody to see a player come from, you know, say non-league, even though he's been in the league before, but to come from where he has done to a club of this stature and, you know, be so confident on the ball and be so positive on the ball, it's understandably why the crowd was so, you know, enthused and positive when he did pick up the ball in different positions, and I'm sure you'll see a lot more of him.
Obviously, you were part of a promotion-winning team last season. How much do you think that experience can help the group and the rest of the players?
I mean, it's not only myself. There's a good majority of the squad have experienced success themselves. So, you know, everyone, you know, hopes that experience will come to fruition come the end of the season. That's why, you know, the gaffer has brought players like myself and Carl Baker and others who have got promotions on their CVs. And, you know, we're definitely doing, you know, all we can to make sure that those credentials, you know, were worth it.
And just one more. So you've got Wickham next week. Certainly been good on your travels, though, haven't you, this season with some big wins?
Yeah, bar the Doncaster game, you know, we've been pretty good on the road. Like I said, we'll prepare ourselves, you know, tactically for an away game. That'll be a tough game, a physical game. And, you know, we've played them twice here at our place, and there's no doubt that we know, you know, what to expect. So we certainly won't be leaving, you know, any stone unturned in terms of our preparation for that game.